Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast, brought to you with the Old City Sports Network. Week 5 already in the books. The season rolls along. And we have a ton of guys to talk about today after another busy week in the NFL. Again, we will be doing some calm or chaos, talking about some studs who struggled in week 5, then getting into trust or bust later, talking about some guys who had some great outings and if they are worth putting into your lineup or not. And finally, we'll wrap up with some trade targets, some trivia, and a beer review at the end, courtesy of Sterling Pig, after our event this weekend. Thanks to everybody that came out. Great time, great birds, W.
Luca.
All right, before we get started, let's talk Kirk Cousins. There's a lot of rumors circulating around that he could be getting moved. The Vikings are working out Colt McCoy at this point, so it seems like maybe they are actually considering moving him. Where do we think Kirk Cousins could go, and what would be the best spot fantasy-wise for him, and what does that do to the Vikings players' values?
Go to the Jets, please.
No way he's going to the Jets.
Please.
I think first option is Atlanta.
No way. I don't know. Ritter looked really good this past week.
Okay. What did you think about the damn week?
Not looked really good, but he looked better to a point where they're like, all right, maybe we aren't considering trading for a quarterback.
No way. Who the fuck?
I don't think he's going back to Washington.
No way.
I'd be sick. Because then I have to root for him.
No chance they'd go back to the Commanders. I think it would literally be. I think the Jets are the best place in my opinion. Like Zach Wilson, like they know they can kind of get by with him, but he's not going to carry them to be Super Bowl contenders. They saw that last year. I think that's the place that makes the most sense.
I would love him there.
Me too.
But then what do they do? Then they'll be a rental because they're going to keep him.
Yeah, I think it's like a. I don't know what they're playing because how long do they have for Rodgers too? You know what I mean? Like maybe 1 year.
No way.
Maybe two years.
I'd say two. But Kirk's not going to back him up.
He already tore his Achilles. He could be like on his way towards retirement. Like he might not want.
He's
going
to come back this season.
No way. He comes back this season.
I promise you, he will.
Why? Because he's walking.
What?
In an air cast.
Do you watch the Pat McAfee show?
Yeah, I do. No. He's still frauding. He's not coming back with a torn Achilles unless he's just literally going to be standing there like a ghost in the pocket.
And the shotgun just...
Well, as long as he doesn't go to, like, the Titans or, like, a team like that where Kirk would just die off because no one would be there to throw to.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but, like, Jets would obviously be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love for him to go to the Jets. Makes the most sense.
Cowboys? They moving up from Dak? Yeah. He stinks?
Can't have Kirk on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he would go there. I don't think...
And they got Trey Lance. I think they'd rather go... With Maybe Trey the Lance Giants bring on with, Kirk.
If Daniel Jones goes on IR with this neck issue. Maybe. But I don't think they think they can compete either. So I don't think they
keep
really
him out of the division. Yeah. I want to root for Kirk.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I don't think it's gonna be it's probably not gonna happen. I feel like it's such a big rumor. But if it does happen, I do think it takes the
maybe the next Brady go to the Patriots.
Vikings are 1-4. JJ just got put on IR. They might just be like, fuck it.
Hang it up. Let's get a new QB. Definitely could happen. I don't know if it will, but I do think I'd be a little bit more worried about Hockenson and those guys.
JJ might be on the move at the end of the season if they do move Kirk, because they said that he was waiting to sign his deal because he wants to see where Kirk goes.
Yeah. Ooh. And Kirk's getting older, too. I mean, he's, what, going to be 36?
He's going to start.
Yeah, JJ might be looking for that next QB. He probably doesn't want to play with a unknown, unproven rookie or random free agent.
So. He'll just move wherever Kirk goes.
Maybe he'll follow him around. a couple questions in the chat before we get in some calmer chaos. Go Birds, go get Justin Simmons, basically begging at this point. That would be sick upgrade. I'd be about that for sure. What's up, fellas? DJ Moore worth starting again for another week? Hell yeah. Yes, baby.
Unfortunately,
I don't think he's dropping 50 though.
Well, yeah, definitely.
He already had
Atlanta land twice in a row.
He can only go there once he uses ticket up.
Last 4 weeks, he's had, I think, 13 in each game. He should be fine to continue rollout as a wide receiver, too. Let's do calmer chaos though, starting at the quarterback position. Dak Prescott, 6.32 points, 14 of 24, 153 yards, one touchdown, three ugly picks, and he has only surpassed 20 points just once this season.
Chaos.
Big time chaos.
Booty, booty,
butt. He has a good matchup coming up this week, so I would just I'd only be playing the weapons, obviously. I wouldn't trust him, but it's chaos.
Yes, yeah. 100% chaos on Dak. I think he's pretty much droppable at this point. Like, you don't have to hold him if you are looking at other quarterbacks on waivers. Like, Josh Dobbs has been better this year. Literally anybody but Dak right now.
I'm in a weird predicament in my Yahoo League. I have Justin Herbert, and I'm going to pick up Dak just in case Herbert doesn't play on Monday.
No, he's playing.
Just so I can play Dak.
They said Is he playing? Yeah, they said the hand thing's not an issue. It's just non-thrown hand.
All right.
We watched him throw the bomb. He threw a bomb to win the game.
Yeah, he should be fine. Right.
I'm canceling that waiver claim.
please cancel that. I think he'll be
okay. He's too handsome. Even if both of his hands are like this, he'd probably play.
He's throwing with his hair.
Lamar Jackson, 9.94 points, 22 of 38, 236 yards, no tutties, one pick. Did add 45 yards on the ground on six carries, but did lose a fumble as well. Calm or chaos on Lamar?
Calm. This game was ugly. I don't know what the hell happened. But aside from really this week and week one, Lamar has been rock solid. What's up, Teagues?
Hey, sorry.
What's up, D-Gods?
On back there. And I'd take out all these fists because they were bullying the one big one.
Oh, sir. You got fish mix going on behind you.
I did.
Well, I'm glad it's over and we're here. Gators excited you're here as well.
Thank you.
OLA, whatever the heck.
I think this is
horrible spelling of OLA.
Gator.
But yeah, I think you got to stay calm on Lamar at this point. He's been super solid the last few weeks. I think Ravens Steelers is always bound to be a ugly game, and the Ravens receivers and pass catchers did not help him at all. Rashad Bateman dropped a touchdown wide open in the end zone. I think Mark Andrews dropped a touchdown. I think they had like 10 drops combined that day. Aguilar dropped a nice
Zay
long
had
pass.
Zay had a few drops.
Yeah. It was there, right. There were a lot of drops. Case of the drops there. Lamar should be fine moving forward. Moving on to running back, Miles Sanders, 1.2 points, 7 carries for 32 yards, 0 catches on 1 target with a fumble lost. T-Gods, tell us
how
it
is. Love to see it. He stinks, dude. He's bad. He's a bad running back. I'm sorry, Matt.
It's all right.
He peaked last year.
Plummeted this year.
Yeah, he did not look good at all. Again, I was just hoping for the volume to kind of carry him through here. Coming back from that injury last week, thinking maybe he should get it back an uptick, but the fumble doesn't help. We'll see how it looks moving forward. I still think he's probably closer to like RB3, RB4 now at this point, not the RB2 you drafted him to be until we see otherwise, unfortunately. Ramondre Stevenson, 2.4 points, 8 carries for 24 yards. Didn't catch either of his targets. Is it calm or chaos on Ramondre at this point?
Chaos.
Patriots are a bad football team.
They are. And his usage has gone down every week since week one, which I don't like. He's not even really getting involved in the passing game as much as we'd like him to see or saw last year.
Yeah. Week one, he looked good in the passing game with 6 catches on 6 targets, and then it's kind of just slowly drifted away. I don't know why they're drifting away from passing him the ball. Like, I feel like that's been such a staple of a Bill Belichick offense is dump off passes to the running back. We've seen it in the past with Danny Woodhead. We've seen it in the past with James White. They've always had a guy that can kind of catch passes out of the backfield. Stevenson's been that guy, but they're not even getting him targeted anymore. So definitely chaos here until the Patriots kind of look like they can maybe right the ship, but they're looking like a bottom 5 team in football right now, if not bottom like 1.
They are awful.
Yep.
So
how many wins do they have? One?
One, I think, yeah.
Guess how many the Raiders have? Two.
They'll finish with like 3. They have the easiest schedule of all time. Oh, yeah, I was so mad when I saw that. I was like, when did this schedule get that easy? Like, in the beginning of the year, it looked a little bit harder, but like now looking at it, Patriots are awful. The Bears are bad. Lions are good. Giants are awful. Jets are awful. The next 5 weeks are cakewalk for them.
Unless they get Kirk.
True. Kirk Raiders. To the Jets, baby.
What if Kirk went to the Raiders with Addy?
I feel like they can't. They're already tied all the way in on
Derek
Carr.
What'd I say, Derek Carr?
Kirk's more handsome.
Yeah, please send Kirk to the Jets. Please. Yeah, Ramondre chaos, Patriots entire offense chaos. Don't start a Patriot until we see any sort of life from this offense. They scored 3 points the last 2 weeks. Like, that's just awful.
Yep. Yep.
James Cook, 5.1 points, 62% of the snaps, 5 carries for -4 yards, but did catch 3 or 4 targets for 25 yards. Calm or chaos on Cook?
Calm.
I'm still calm. Yeah. That game was fluky.
Yeah, and this was his first down week all year.
Yeah. Jaguars defense is looking better. They've had that one big fluke against the Texans where they got blown out. But other than that, I don't think they've allowed 20 points in a game. So aside from this one where they just allowed 20. So they've been pretty solid all around aside from that Texans game. So James Cook, tough matchup. I think he'll be fine. All right, let's do some quick hold or fold with some running backs. See if we should keep holding these guys on your bench or are they worth dropping at this point. Starting with Dalvin Cook, James Cook's brother, 2.3 points. What?
Fold.
Yeah. 17% fold. Of the snaps only. He's just dropping, being used at all. Fold.
I'm sure soon enough he'll be like just called inactive each week.
Yeah. How about Cam Akers, 3.8 points, second week with the Vikings, 29% of the snaps in each game thus far.
Fold.
Fold for sure.
Could have folded after.
I'd rather keep Dalv.
Yeah. I would too, honestly. Fold on Cam Akers. That dude stinks. Looks like he's going to be, dude. Looks like his snap percentage is going to be basically what Madison was when they had Dalv. Madison still looks pretty solid right now. So, yeah, fold on Cam Akers. Gus Edwards, 4.8 points, 12 carries for 48 yards. He only has 2 catches on 3 targets for the entire season and only 1 touchdown with Justice Hill basically missing two full games.
Fold
for sure. I've been starting him in the 14 team league.
I think I'm holding just as like, unless I'm scooping someone out there that has some value, like maybe one of the Cardinals running backs. If there's no one out there on waivers, I think I'd hold just because he's getting some carries. But yeah, if you have to drop him, he's 100% a droppable player.
Drop his ass.
Najee Harris, 5 points, 14 carries for 37 yards, caught his only target for 3 yards, now has 6.5 or fewer fantasy points in 4 of 5 games this season.
Holding because of his name.
Bro.
Yeah.
I guess you have to hold because you can't drop him, and if you trade him, you ain't going to get shit for him. So it's just not even worth it.
Yeah.
That was my third round pick.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
God. Has he ever outscored Jalen Warren in a game? Yeah, I don't think he has.
When he had 11, did he, or did Warren have more that game?
Warren had .20 more than him that week.
Come on, man.
Warren, nice.
Yeah, I think you got to hold Najee just because you're not going to find a guy on waivers getting 15 touches a game, but it's really ugly at this point. He's a bye week fill-in right now at best.
Does that mean you start Jalen? No, after the bye, maybe.
RB23.
Maybe after the bye. What? Okay, if they didn't have a bye this week, are you starting Jalen Warren over him?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. He just looks like he's like doing more with his touches.
I never looked up on Sunday and saw Najee Harris run the ball. Every time I did, it was Jalen Warren.
Yeah, and he looked better.
Yeah, he looked like old Najee.
Yeah, he runs hard. All right, moving on to wide receivers, back to calmer chaos. Devontae Smith, 1.6 points, 1 catch on 5 targets for 6 measly yards. Calm or chaos?
Come on, man.
Calm.
Yeah, please stay calm. There's going to be these games with him and A.J. Brown. Obviously, there's a lot of mouths to feed. We saw the Goddard game after he was irrelevant the first 4 weeks. So, Smitty should have better days ahead. Jameson Williams, 2.2 points in his debut. 2 catches on 3 targets for 2 yards on 47% of the snaps. Calm or chaos here?
But also, add there's no Amon. So, what happens when Amon's
calm?
I don't know.
Let him get healthy.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Bad case of addiction.
Wasn't he questionable going into this week?
Yeah, but like, how is he questionable after not playing football for a whole year?
People get hurt at
home. That's what I'm questioning.
Yeah, I don't really know what his injury issue was, something, but yeah, he's just hold on your bench right now. He's nowhere near startable until we see him actually become a part of this offense. Courtland Sutton, 2.3 points, 1 catch on 3 targets for 13 yards. As soon as we think Sutton is back, he is back to his Sutton ways.
Calm. We all tempered expectations this week. We said it was the Jets. I'm still calm because he's been solid. Because Russ has been solid outside of this week as well. I don't know what he did this week. Russ Wilson.
Yeah, I'm calm on Sutton. He has been super solid.
Yeah, Russ was good. Sutton was just covered by sauce.
I have PTSD with Sutton. So I think he had 12 in each week to start the first 5 weeks last year and then completely fell off a cliff and became irrelevant. So I'm hoping to stay calm, but he scares me. But I'm staying calm for now with one eyebrow raised. I'm keeping an eye on him.
We'll be more chaotic about Jerry's.
Yeah. Judy's just been like an average, like 8 to 12 point flex at this point. Just not doing anything more than that. He's getting you the bare minimum. Nico, but he's avoided Calmer Chaos just because he's getting at least like 8 to 10 to 11.
Any.
Nico Collins, 6.9 points, 3 catches on 4 targets for 39 yards. After we said he should be almost a wide receiver one for the rest of the year. What's up with this guy?
Calm.
Yeah, stay calm.
Weird game.
Yeah, stay calm for sure. I think he should be fine. He's still going to be a major part of this offense. Garrett Wilson, last one, 8.4 points, 3 catches, 7 targets, 54 yards.
Calm.
It was Breece's day.
Yeah.
It's calm, but he's just
the Breece.
He's a low-end wide receiver, too, high-end flex at this point. He just is what he is when he was a rookie. So
we love to see this.
Until they trade for Kirk. Once they trade for Kirk, then he's back. But for now, he is not the wide receiver one we hope.
Please get Kirk.
Please. Oh, my God. Please. Then maybe I'll have a chance to win a game. One game.
Be a lot of fun. tight end Tyler Higbee, 4 points, 2 catches, 3 targets for 20 yards.
This is where a season goes downhill. Yes.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Cooper Kupp back. Not enough mouths.
Puka still.
Well, too many mouths to feed.
No more Van Jefferson.
He wasn't getting the ball anyway, brother.
Yeah, he stunk.
He was irrelevant.
He was so bad.
Yeah. Higbee, I'm leaning towards like you're just holding on your bench as a bye week fill and not going to be the guy you want to trust every week.
Yeah.
Next one here, Jake Ferguson, 5.8 points, 3 catches, 3 targets for 28 yards. Calm or chaos?
Calm.
Probably the toughest matchup of all tight ends ever. What? I'm back. Never mind.
You're here, bud.
Calm. I know my screen went black for a second.
Stay calm on Ferguson. Let's move on to trust or bust. But before we do, let's do today's sponsor, Fanatics. For this NFL season, we are partnered with Fanatics, the leading brand for NFL merchandise. Over a quarter way through the season, now is the time to finally get out to a game and get yourself a new jersey to rep your favorite squad. Go to the link in our bio on all platforms and take advantage of their sale going on right now. Use code TURF, T-U-R-F, to get up to 65% off site-wide. So go out there, get yourself something nice. And again, please go through the link in our bio to visit their site. Helps us out a ton, and we greatly appreciate your support. All right, trust or bust. Let's get positive. Quarterback, Justin Fields, baby. 42.98 points, 15 of 29, 282 yards, 4 touchdowns, 11 carries for 57 yards as well. Did lose a fumble, but now 3 games of 47 or more rushing yards. Are we trusting?
Bro, he completed 15 passes.
He's him.
And four of them for touchdowns.
Almost 300 yards, bro. Fuck out of here. No. Just,
I don't know. His matchups, his upcoming like schedule, like the next like
it's cake.
4 weeks or
they
so.
They are juicy. So
I can't say I still hate him. He's not good. But I can't deny when
you're,
like, he's probably going to
do if you have him, you're starting.
Yeah.
You are 100% starting him. You got to trust him. I mean, the ceiling is there. We've seen it the last 2 weeks where he can just get fantasy points where guys are creating after the catch. AKA just DJ Moore. I think Mooney also dropped like 2 passes for deep bombs in this game as well. So Fields should be trustworthy moving forward. Don't expect 4 points every week. Though.
Trade DJ Moore.
Never trading DJ Moore.
No, the Bears need to trade him. Oh, but now they get some.
Why would they trade him? Why would they trade him?
Sell high on him.
He's still young. He's good.
Get a new quarterback. Get Kirk.
Same fantasy. It's real life. Sorry. Jared Goff. 33.44 points, 20 for 28 for 236 yards, 3 TDs, and a rushing touchdown. Trust or bust on Goff?
Trust. No Amon. I did that. Mm-hmm.
And he'll get Amon back and James.
What about
Williams
the week before
the
when
roof?
He had 13, though?
I stayed calm.
Yeah.
He was on Comcast. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said calm.
Yeah, I remember.
He's good. I don't know.
Don't love Goff?
I don't love Goff.
I respect it. I don't think he's like...
And his upcoming matchups are pretty tough, too.
He's not the sexiest quarterback, but I think he's a low-end QB1, and I think he's going to continue to be in that tier. So I think if you have Goff as your quarterback, I don't think you're upset, but I don't think you're ecstatic. You're solid with it.
I'm content.
Yeah. Joe Burrow, Joe Breezy, 31.38 points, 36-46 for 317 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a pick. Also added 4 carries for 7 yards. Are we trusting Joey B?
Do it against somebody not the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, Joe seriously, Burrow. Bro. Get a grit.
Yeah, I want to see more still. Obviously, we had just seen him go absolutely dog water for the first 4 weeks of the season. Great to see, obviously. Great to see him and Jamar back on the same page. T. Higgins didn't play in this game either, I don't believe, correct?
No, right. Correct. He
did not. So gets T. Higgins back. Hopefully they kind of start to get the ball rolling on this team. They are kind of in must-win territory, so they're going to have to keep pushing. And he does get the bye in week 7, so...
Off the bye, he's got the 49ers and then the Bills.
Yeah. Definitely tough matchup. Don't get me wrong. He's going to have to throw in those ones. That might be your only saving grace there. But hoping that an extra week for the calf can help him out a little bit.
He might get sacked 50 times by the Bills.
Yeah,
and the Niners.
He's going to have no legs going into the Bills.
Dude,
good sign to see, not trusting yet.
Yeah, I hope he has a bad next couple weeks, bro. Like week 8, week 9, like, bro, he's a good, like, buy low candidate, I think. Not this week because he just went off, but, like,
yeah,
the end of his schedule is super easy.
Yeah.
And in the chip, he gets the Chiefs shootout.
Classic every time they play. Sam Howell, 29.42 points.
Wolfpack.
37 of 51. 388 yards, 2 tutties and a pick. Also added 19 yards on the ground. Not including the game where they absolutely got decimated by the Bills, he is averaging 23.36 points per game, which puts him right with Brock Purdy as kind of the low-end QB1 area. Are we trusting Sam Howell?
I like Sam Howell.
Yeah, I don't know who you'd really start him over on a weekly basis, but he's like the go-to bi-week fill-in guy for sure. I don't know who on a regular basis, though, you'd start him over.
Yeah, I think he's a good matchup-dependent quarterback. Like, obviously, the next... Like against the Giants in week 7, that looks pretty juicy. But then against the Eagles, like, you're not going to be confident.
I mean,
starting Sam Howell. Already you know, he did do well against them, but
start him over Dak if you have Dak.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd start him over Dak. Yeah. Yes, right, I think he's in like the 15-20 range of quarterbacks where, like, if he has a good matchup, you could plug and play him.
Mm-hmm.
Running back, moving on to Zach Moss, 35.5 points, played 80% of the snaps with Jonathan Taylor back. 23 for 165 yards, 2 touchdowns, added 2 catches for 30 yards. He is RB6 on the season and didn't even play in week 1. Are we trusting Zach Moss?
Fuck no.
That was a farewell game.
Yeah.
It was nice helping you guys out.
Yep.
Yeah. I do think he will have a small role here. Obviously as like a 20 to maybe 30% max percent of the snaps, but
like Hines.
Yeah, as Jonathan Taylor gets back up to full speed, Zach Moss is going to continue to fade. So we are not trusting him.
They should have given Zach Moss the JT money if they're just going to let him keep doing that.
Yep. Yeah, they honestly shouldn't have gave JT money if they were going to let Zach Moss keep running rampant.
They paid
JT. They're not going to pay him to back up Zach Moss. So he will.
You never know.
That would be
that insane. Owner's little brain dead.
JT will get his. Zach Moss, not trusting, but a good bench piece as a handcuff in case JT goes down. Breece Hall, 30.4 points, 52% of the snaps, 22 carries for 177 yards, 1 touchdown, and caught all 3 of his targets for 17 yards. Is Breece back?
Breece is absolutely back, baby.
Now? Why?
That's his first game in full workload.
He played his highest snap percentage all year. And Dalv isn't a factor.
52?
Michael Carter isn't a factor.
I'm not fully back
yet. All right, so you're starting him this week against us?
Well, I am. I have to. But it's not too bad of a matchup.
You're starting him this week?
The worst.
Yeah, I have to.
All right.
I want to see what he does versus the Eagles. I want to see him continue to tick up in snap share. Obviously, Dalvin is ticking down. So,
but also look at his remaining schedule.
Yeah.
After the Eagles, Giants, Chargers, Raiders, Bills, and then like Dolphins, Falcons. Like Texans. He's going to finish. He's finishing top 12. That's.
I do think Breece has a lot of room to continue to go off. I think this favorable matchup was obviously huge for him. And I think Breece should continue to increase in snaps. I am leaning towards trust for sure. I just want to see him continue to do it. Would be a little bit nervous this week against the Eagles, but I think he should be fine.
He has no competition, then he catches passes. So
Michael Carter low-key just takes snaps
for him. Oh, well, yeah, outside of him. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Fucking Dalvin Cook.
Michael Carter's just a nuisance. 31% of the snaps the last two weeks. It's like, get off the field, let Breece catch the passes. Breece, I like it. I want to see more. Keep it going. Jaleel McLaughlin, 17.9 points, 9 carries for 68 yards, caught 3 or 4 targets for 21 yards, and a touchdown. Now back-to-back weeks with 17-plus points. Javonte continues to miss time. Is he trustworthy? Do you think he cuts into the work at this point? What's the deal with Jaleel?
Not trusting. I've only been playing 33% of the snaps the past 2 weeks, and I think they said Javonte was close to playing last week, so I think he's going to be good to go this week, and Jaleel's kind of just going to fall back to what I guess they thought Samaje was going to be.
Yep. Yeah, I think Jaleel is more of the handcuff moving forward than Samaje Perine. He's clearly outperformed him the last two opportunities.
Has he? What did he do last week?
He really said it.
I tell you, he had 19 last week.
Give Perine that opportunity.
They have. He stinks. He gets the same amount of touches and more snaps.
Who's at 3 touchdowns in a game, though, in the career?
Who cares?
Jaleel McLaughlin. Sarah McLaughlin.
Who's got 2 touchdowns this year? Not Samaje Perine. Yeah, Jaleel seems to be the handcuff, but yeah, no trusting here. Javonte will be back. We'll see how it shakes out then. Tyjae Spears, 16.9 points, 52% of the snaps, 7 carries for 34 yards, and a touchdown. Also caught 4 or 5 targets for 35 yards. He has 4-plus targets in 4 or 5 games, and he has outsnapped Derrick Henry in 4 of 5 games. Are we trusting Spears?
I am. I'm trusting him.
I am.
Oh,
are
no.
The Titans trying to, like...
They're just
what do they got going on over there?
They're just experimenting.
Yeah, I'm not trusting Spears. I think he's like a bye week villain or like flex because
definitely a good cuff.
Yeah, this was his best game, 16.9. Before that, he had not cracked 10 points. He is definitely getting a lot of the work, like snap share and playing a lot of snaps, but he seems to be just like a flex at best right now. Can't trust him in my lineup, but I like what I see. Definitely a great.
They try one of those Derrick Henry touchdown passes again, but he threw it out of bounds this time.
It was really close. D-Hop had one
a weekly
out.
Thing.
Hey, it works.
They need a quarterback, so.
Yeah, Danny stinks. Spears, definitely, if he's still out there in your league, please pick him up. He's definitely worth owning, but maybe not starting just yet. Moving on to wide receiver Adam Thielen, this man just won't quit. 27.7 points, 11 catches on 13 targets for 107 yards and a touchdown. He is wide receiver 10 on the season. Is this man a must-start wide receiver?
Yes. Hell yeah.
How did he not have 50 targets on Sunday? He got the ball so many times.
Dude, he just
I mean, 13 targets. Is still a lot. And he had 14 in week 2 or whatever, week 3.
Yeah, man just eats targets, eats them alive. I have Garrett Wilson, Brandon Ayuk, Adam Thielen, and Christian Watson in a league. I feel like I have to start Adam Thielen every week over Watson, over Hollywood.
It's not even a debate.
Like Thielen is a must start, top 3 wide receiver, pretty much.
Top 10 right now.
He's no longer old.
Yeah. Thielen, he's him. Mm-hmm. We'll see if he can stay healthy. DeAndre Hopkins, 22 points, 8 catches on 11 targets for 140 yards. Still looking for that first touchdown, but his first solid game as a Titan. Are we trusting?
Sure. Trusting more than the next guy on this list, but.
Yeah, sure. I would agree with that, but I'm not fully trusting yet.
I just hate Tannehill. If it was anybody other than Tannehill, I would be all in on D-Hop. But Tannehill is just so bad, it's hard for me to get on the D-Hop train.
I also hate the Titans. Like, they're just so mid. They're so, like, so mid. On the
they're
watch.
A weird football team.
Like, I'm
so basic.
Again, I picked them to win this week. I'm now 0 for 5 in Titans Idiot. Games. I can't pick a Titans game to save my life. They win when I think they're going to lose. They lose when I think they're going to win. I don't know what to do to make of this team, but Diop is a low end flex right now.
That's the record.
And I think he can continue to climb if we see more
of this.
Are they
2-3?
Yeah, I think they're 2-3. I think they are mid. Gabe Davis, the next guy on the list, 22 points, 6 catches on 8 targets for 100 yards and a touchdown. He now has a touchdown in each of the last 4 games. Are we trusting?
No. He could do this all year, and I don't think I would trust Gabe Davis.
Even though it was good to see he had a touchdown called back, and they just gave it back to him.
Yeah, right. That was nice.
It's nice to see the two of these games he did have 7 and 8 targets. Like, I want to see a consistent target share for Gabe Davis, but and also in 2 of these games, he had 3 targets and 4 targets. So, like, he's still kind of just like a deep threat, like boomer bust flex. And the last 4 weeks, he's kind of boomed for you where he's getting that touchdown. You can't take him away. He's currently wide receiver 14. Like, he is putting up points. I think you're probably going to consider starting him at your flex if you have him. But I don't love trusting him. We've seen it in the past where he can just completely disappear. So,
yeah.
We'll see how it continues, but can't deny it. 4 touchdowns in 4 straight games. Will he go for 5 against the Giants? Probably. Mm-hmm. Giants stink. Calvin Ridley, 20.6 points, 7 catches on 8 targets for 122 yards. Great to see. Are we trusting him?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to ever stop trusting him. And it's even better because he gets the Colts next week. We lit up week 1 and we all thought he was back to like top 5.
Yeah. Definitely good to see. I think you got to trust Calvin Ridley. I think you were trusting him no matter what. Like, you were starting him for where you drafted him, but good to see that he is back. Hopefully he can continue to push towards elite territory. Puka Nakua, Q's favorite
on this
player
list?
On right. Earth, 20.1 points, 7 catches on 11 targets for 71 yards and a touchdown. He's on this list because Cooper Kupp is back, and we saw him still succeed. Are we trusting that that's going to continue?
Well, you just basically said why he's not shouldn't be on this, because he's still succeeding. Oh, man, he's so good. Why? He's the 5th best fantasy football player right now.
Yeah, he has been insane. Continue to trust Puka, I think, until we see otherwise. I think this is going to be a 1-2 punch with him and Kupp, so he should be just fine moving forward.
I think Kupp could help him with anything.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of easier looks. He'll be open.
Kupp is insane, though, that he fucking just came back and scored as much as he did. But
yeah,
he's not Puka.
Is Nakua better than Robert Woods when he was on the Rams?
Yes, he's the best rookie he's ever touched a football as of right now.
All right, well, of course.
Look it up.
Robert Woods is also very good.
Okay. Look, Robert Woods can't sniff Puka's farts.
Oh, my God. The disrespect to Bobby Backwoods is unreal.
At this rate, Puka is going to be better than...
Well, yeah, at this rate, if he stays as a 20-plus point person per game, and if that continues, but I don't know if that's going to...
Matthew Stafford never retire. Please.
He is a feeder for sure. But yeah, Puka, obviously trusting, obviously starting. Obviously do not bench him. Tight end, George. We had a ton of tight ends for this week, so let's run through them. George Kittle, he's back. 27.7 points, 3 catches on 4 targets for 67 yards and 3 touchdowns. Are we trusting Kittle?
This is a George Kittle game.
This is what you draft George Kittle for.
Yep.
Obviously, you know he's not going to get it every week, but when he gets it, bang, baby.
Yep. You have to trust George
Kittle.
I don't
think there was ever a point we weren't trusting
him. Yeah, I mean, we were obviously considering, like, you might be able to bench him if he's going to, but, like, you're scared of the blow-up game, and here it was. So,
yep.
George Kittle is going to not help you out for a couple weeks here and there, but for a few weeks, he's going to help you get that W that you need. So,
Jesus Christ, all of
good
his catches
to see.
Fucking touchdowns.
I know, he was insane. Dallas Goedert, 25.7 points, 8 catches on 9 targets, 117 yards, and a tutty. Are we trusting Goedert to be back?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
He was too bad in the beginning of the
year. He was due for this game, but I don't know if he's due for another one.
I mean, seven targets. Like,
he's getting getting the targets. He just can't do anything with them, really.
Yeah, he's got seven targets in three of the last four games. Like, he's clearly a part of the offense. It wasn't looking great with the first couple games of seven targets, where it was just like small, dinky dump offs. But it was good to see that he was able to get the ball down the field, stretch the field. Hopefully it continues. There's not much better out there on waivers, so you're probably still starting Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Logan Thomas might be out there on waivers, though. 20.7 points, 9 catches, 11 targets, and a touchdown with one fumble lost. He has 7-plus points in all four games he has played. Are we trusting Logan
Thomas? Why was he eating?
I guess so. If he's playing, you're trusting, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of just like the safety valve for Sam Howell. And he's like, obviously teams are kind of looking at Curtis Samuel, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, even though Dotson and Samuel haven't been crazy. Logan Thomas is open. He's been getting a decent amount of targets. He's also a decent red zone target for them. So as tight end kind of stinks, Logan Thomas is definitely worth owning for sure. Mm-hmm. And a considerable as a starter.
Yep.
Dalton Schultz coming out party, 19.5 points, 7 catches, 10 targets, 65 yards, and a tutty. Are we trusting him?
You would have thought last week was National Tight End Week.
Yeah. He's put together two good weeks, and he led all the whole team in targets or one of those receiving categories. So
I think he led him
both. It's a good sign for sure.
Yeah. I think you got to trust Dalton Schultz if you need to, but... I mean, again, he's kind of in that same low end.
Trust tight end is one. A funny word with tight ends.
Yeah, you can't really trust many tight ends, but you can start him again, roll him out there. Saints defense isn't a great matchup, though, so temper expectations for sure. Darren Waller, finally see him play well, 16.6 points, 8 catches on 11 targets for 86 yards. Daniel Jones is dealing with an injury. Are we trusting Waller moving forward?
Hell no.
Tyrod is the backup.
Oh, I'll trust him more with Tyrod. Tyrod knows what to do with the football.
I'm not trusting.
Not trusting at all, dude.
At Buffalo next week? Don't love it.
Giants are dumpster fire.
Don't love it. But I do think, like, again, same thing. It was just good to see for Waller to have a good game. Hopefully he can continue it. But the Giants are absolute dumpster fire, so I'm still nervous. And Cole Kmet, 15.2 points, 5 catches on all 5 of his targets, 42 yards and a touchdown. He's tight end 4 on the season.
That means nothing.
5-plus targets in 4 or 5 games.
Trust
or bust.
You have to with the way tight ends are.
The booms are too boomy.
Yep, yeah. The booms are
the
booming.
Busts are too bussy.
He's only got one major bust.
Major bust.
Major
bust.
Major. But yeah, we'll see. Vikings, obviously, juicy matchup. Raiders, Chargers, next 3 weeks. Kmet should be a starting tight end. All right, let's do trade targets. Buy low, sell high. We will each give you our buy low and sell high for this week. As we are now through 5 weeks, trades probably should be flying in your league. If you don't trade in your league, you got a boring league. Let's talk trades. D-God, start us off. Who is your buy low right now?
My buy low right now, Garrett Wilson. I think it's just me being a little bit biased. Q was talking a little bit earlier about the Jets' upcoming schedule. It's not too hard. Hopefully Zach Wilson can do something, or they trade for Kirk. Did you guys know that the Eagles are 31st against receivers?
That's, I can believe that.
I did not know
I
that.
I believe it.
Safety is just no help over top, so Slay and Bradbury just getting beat down the field.
I feel like most Garrett Wilson owners are sick of him and just want to off him for something, so I'd go get him.
Yeah. Go grab G-dubs. Matt, buy low. What do we got?
Jonathan Taylor. Zach Moss, his starting reign in Indianapolis is coming to a quick end after this explosion he had this week. Jonathan Taylor played, 15% of the snaps? And as the season progresses, I see that just increasing. Zach Moss is not going to get 20 touches a game, I think, moving forward. So, Jonathan Taylor, obviously, he's one of the better running backs in the league. Right now is his lowest point. A player was just holding him for the first 4 weeks. came out, barely played this week. So go out and get him.
Yes, sir. Go snag JT. Q, buy low. What do we got?
My buy low is going to be the Cowboys offense as a whole outside of Dak. So Ferguson, Pollard, CeeDee Lamb, they've been a little bit down the last couple weeks. But this upcoming week against the Chargers, and then after their bye, it's very favorable where they can still have good games without Dak being great, but there'll be games where Dak will probably won't throw three picks. So if that's the case, they should all bounce back second half of the season. Ferguson as well. Sorry, I forgot about Fergie.
Yeah, you can buy low on all those options. Those are all very solid options. Matt, Richie's asking if you know that Jonathan Taylor is back.
I do. I texted Richie on like five different platforms telling him JT was back.
He is back. My buy low is Devonta Smith. If you have anyone panicking in your league over Smitty, please go out and get him. Two of the last three games, he has less than 7 points. Obviously not great, but this Eagles offense continues to be explosive. We saw what he can do in the first couple weeks, and he should have a lot of better days coming ahead. Eagles offense is going to be a little bit of a roller coaster, but Smitty can win you a lot of your weeks. He has a lot of boom potential. He is someone that I would want on my team. And if you have anyone nervous, he is someone to go out and get for sure. T-Gods, back to you. We're now selling high on these guys. Who is your sell high this week?
I should have just squeezed in right after Matt was talking about his buy low. Zach Moss is my sell high. Obviously, he's not going to be what he was, which is kind of sad because I kind of enjoyed watching Zach Moss. He was, why is he so good?
I don't know. He was so bad before. He was so bad on the Bills.
So bad, but now he's so good. I would try and sell him to whoever has JT. I don't know. I'll just. Definitely. He's not going to be what he was. It just is what it is.
This is as high as his value is going to be all season.
Yeah, unless JT gets banged up or something. So
let's not say that.
Well, he's not going to. He will be just perfectly healthy. We are all in. Matt, back to you. Sell high.
Sell high. I'm going to go Jaleel McLaughlin. Kind of hinted on this earlier, but the past two games, he's only been playing 33% of the snaps, which isn't much at all. He's been just breaking off runs somehow, almost averaging 10 yards a carry on the season. But Javonte missed last week. I feel like him back in the lineup and P. Ryan still there, Jaleel just won't get that type of volume for him to be a consistent fantasy option. And I think same as Zach Moss, this is the highest his value will be all season.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Good sell high there. I'll wrap it up. Sell high. My sell high is actually Adam Thielen. Whoa. I'm selling.
You just skipped Q.
Oh, sorry. Q, I just completely moved. I was literally like reading Kyren's stats already, and I was like, for some reason, I thought you already went. Q, go first.
Spoil it for me. My sell high is Kyren. I probably would have been a little better last week since he had a down week this week, but I think with Cooper Kupp back, he won't have as many opportunities to get into the end zone, and he's very inefficient when it comes to expected yards per carry. So Kyren Williams, hopefully bounces back this week against Arizona, then sell him off as Cooper Kupp gets a little more into it. Sorry. I should have just let Sean tell you for me.
Yeah, my bad. Didn't mean to skip. But I am selling high on Thielen. Selling sky high. His value is probably at the highest it'll ever be for the rest of his career. Maybe he'll have a good game against Miami as well. But I'm not fully trusting Thielen that could keep this up throughout the entire season. We've seen him miss games a handful in the past. I think last year was his first fully healthy season since 2018. So I'm hoping that he's able to stay healthy and can keep this up. But if I were trying to play it smart, I would try to sell high. If I can get someone, like I just mentioned, Devontae Smith, or maybe even Jalen Waddle, even though he did score this week, I do think Jalen Waddle is going to have some huge games coming up. He's someone I would definitely consider selling Thielen for and trying to flip that ceiling where he's at right now.
First Waddle of the season we got.
Yeah, the first Waddle, hopefully more to come there. Question in the chat before we do some trivia. Q, we have trivia, right?
I got one.
All right, got one. Brad McCoy, he's 3-2. He's got Trevor Lawrence, K9, Aaron Jones, Brian Robinson, Cup, Jefferson, Hockenson, Godwin, Michael Thomas, Dobbs, Purdy. I keep Justin Jefferson right. Anyone I can trade to upgrade at probably wanted to upgrade at running back. I don't know how I feel about Aaron Jones. Yeah, I think you got to keep JJF.
Yeah, and I would say 3-2, you're not in a bad spot. Aaron Jones is going to get healthy, and I think once he is, you'll be just fine.
Cup and JJF would be crazy,
though. Yeah, so basically you're literally just flipping. Like, unfortunately, JJF gets hurt this week, but now you're just going to ride. You were, I would assume, 2-2. You probably won this week. I would assume you were 2-2 with Jefferson and Cup on IR for the first 4 weeks. So if you can manage another 2-2 with Jefferson on IR and Cup as your wide receiver one, I think you'll be fine. Definitely keep him for sure.
What if he was 3-1 and lost?
All right. Well, either way, I still think you keep him.
You probably lost because JJF got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think you can keep him there. I think if you are like 1-4, 0-5, and you have JJF, then it's like, all right. If I want to keep the season alive, I got to sell JJF and flip it into something I can start now. He was 3-1 last. Yeah. Either way, still keep him. You should be fine. It's even more reason you could go 3-1 with Cup as your wide receiver one. Traded Kelsey for Puka, Mostert, Devontae Smith. Did I win?
Yes.
That's a lot. It's close. I think that's definitely Kelsey's value. Like, you need a haul. So, I mean, you got two solid wide receivers. It depends, obviously, who your tight end is.
And with A-Chain's probably going on.
And who you didn't have. But
all right. You won then.
I would say you won. I like it. All right.
Look at my pen for today.
What the hell is that? Oh, just the
insert. Yeah, my housing broke.
Nice. You might need to invest in some pens, Matt.
I'm sure I have another one, but I didn't want to get up mid-pod and fumble around.
Five. All right. Today's trivia question is, who are the only three quarterbacks who have started all four games? This is a current quarterback this season question. Who are the only three quarterbacks who have started all four games but haven't thrown any interceptions yet this season? Your hints are they're currently all top 16 quarterbacks, and I say that because the last one's number 16. One is in his rookie year. One is in his second year. One is in his sixth year, but probably hasn't come onto the scene until last season, half last season, mainly this season.
Okay.
So all starters, obviously. I said that.
So three quarterbacks?
Only three quarterbacks who have started all four games, but haven't thrown any interceptions this season.
Five games?
The question was from October 6th. I don't think any of them have thrown any picks.
I hope not.
Since then,
I hope not.
Let me look. It's still.
How long have they been in the year? I mean, in the league.
One's a rookie. One's in his second year. One's in his sixth year, but basically became relevant this season. Two are NFC quarterbacks. One's in AFC. Wild. None of them. Oh,
any relevant this
season. So, one relevant this season, he threw two picks this last weekend.
Well,
before this weekend, we can cut it down to the two.
Yeah, just do the two then.
A rookie, one's a first-year guy. A rookie, one's a second-year guy.
Yeah, I think I got both.
I think I got them.
I want to know who the other guy is after, though.
Please look at Gator's answers. God damn it.
Well, I went in the private chat to not cheat, but I have my answers locked in, so... Gator always says three answers.
Hasn't Tua been in the league for like 4 years? 3 years?
Yeah, it's at least six. His third season, if not four. And it's Herbert's at least third season, if not four. Neither of those guys have been 6 year vets.
I think I got them.
Yeah, I
have two answers, but I'm not very confident in my second one. The second year guy.
You guys want to put the third one just to see what you guys where you guys
what is sure
coming into guy. Week five coming into the week five yeah six year guy but relevant end of last year basically for another team and then relevant this year for this team.
Q's hurting my brain with that.
Bro, I have no idea.
Who's been irrelevant?
Who just swapped teams? Oh, maybe. No, because he threw two picks last week. No, it can't be him. What the hell, Q?
I could just give you the answers.
Yeah, just tell us who that guy is.
That guy was Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs.
Oh God, I didn't know I would have guessed him.
He was irrelevant.
Dobbs been in the league for 6 years.
Yeah, thought he was like a three-year guy.
No, he's been around for a while. He's a backup for the Steelers for
a handful of time.
So the rookie was CJ Stroud.
Got that.
And the second year guy is Brock Purdy.
You got that.
What the fuck? I said Sam Howell.
Sam Howell, isn't he a rookie? Oh, yeah, he's basically a rookie. He's basically
technically second year.
Ben Simmons rule.
Yeah. Brock Purd Turd. I got them both.
He stinks, though. There's no way that guy is good.
Yeah. We'll see what Brock Purdy can do against a real team, but he doesn't really get a test for a while. Although, I mean, you play who's on your schedule. And
Cowboys were supposed to be.
Cowboys are supposed to be good, so. And he destroyed them.
Fuck that guy.
One more point from the guy who traded Kelsey for Puka, Mostert, and Devontae. He said he's trying to load up for a good running back. His starters are Madison and Mostert. And I guess Rashad Wade on the bench. He's got Olave, Waddle, Puka, Myers, Flowers, Smith. Who do I trade him for what running back?
I mean, trade.
Yeah.
Jacoby, maybe?
Yeah, you could probably flip Jacoby or Zay if you could for another, but you're not going to get as much value. I mean, if you want to like sell all time high, you could sell
Puka. Then you would still have Waddle, Olave, Puka, and Smitty.
Yeah, you could sell sky high on Puka and get like an RB1 back.
Even though he just traded for Puka.
Yeah.
And Smitty. Trade him away now for running back.
Yeah.
Trade Puka for.
You got a lot of depth at wide receiver now, so it really doesn't matter. Like Olave, Waddle, and Smitty as your three and Flowers as your four. You could package like Puka and Jacoby for a good running back and another wide receiver. Yeah. I think that's your best value right now to trade. All right, that's it for trivia. We are going to do a quick beer review. Sterling Pig was nice enough to give us some brews while we were doing our event. So just going to do it real quick here, but I need to get my beer first. Fellas, grab your beers too, I guess.
Oh, I got it.
Come prepared.
I already drank it.
I don't like the word he uses after taste. Poundability.
Oh, poundability.
Poundability.
Yeah, this beer is pretty poundable.
So I'm gonna take this beer and take a sip. Oh shit, I said that on the pod.
I wanted to make sure this thing.
I'm pounding it.
Yeah, I don't really know how to rate a beer, but we're rocking with the Jesse Bell scale of taste and poundability.
Is that the rusty? We do rusty ranks.
Rusty. We got to drink 12 of them.
Jesus Christ, 12 beers of these. This is the Schott Pilsner, 5% Sterling Pig Brewery. It's where we had our event this past weekend. Again, thank you to everyone that came out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
One sip, everybody knows the rules.
Yeah. What do you guys think? You're a big Schott guy. You were drinking these all day last weekend.
Well, because you lied to me and said that they tasted like Miller.
Well, I told you it would be the closest. You can't get a Miller Lite at a freaking brewery, bud.
Being a bratwurst. I'd give it a 7.4.
7.4 out of 10.
I don't know what I don't know how to taste? Rank its poundability.
Like, can you drink it like a chug, I guess.
I'm gonna go 7.1 for the taste.
I'd go
definitely
like
couldn't drink a lot of these though.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I'd go 8.2 poundability. I feel like they're pretty poundable.
I go like 7.7.
Yeah,
poundability.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'll probably go like 7 even on the taste. Pretty solid, but not my favorite. I'm also not a big IPA guy in general, so
yeah, me either.
Learning to like these, I guess. Poundability, I would agree, probably like 7.5.
I could drink a couple though.
I could drink a few. I could throw them back. Like, it's not like I'm gonna be like, oh, this is so hard to drink. It's only 5%. It's pretty light. Should be able to throw it down. But yeah, shout out Sterling Pig. Thanks for the beer. We got a couple more beer reviews for the next couple episodes since they gave us a few kinds. So we will test those out. But again, shout out to them. Thank you for the beer. But that is it for the Week 5 recap. We'll be back with our Week 6 preview on Thursday. Maybe we might have to pivot depending on Phillies time and because we are all Phillies fans here. And we'll be watching Phillies playoffs. But we will definitely get a week preview out at some point Thursday, if not at worst, like Friday. But I prefer Thursday. We'll figure it out. Again. If you are interested in using Fanatics, please go to the link in our bio. Take advantage of their current sale going on right now. They're always running sales. And if you go through the link in our bio, it gives us some help as we are partnered with them. So appreciate you guys using those links. As always, make sure to follow us on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We are everywhere. Also, make sure to check out Old City Sports Network. Ton of good podcasts, a ton of good sponsors, including Sterling Pig Brewery and a few other local breweries. If you are in the greater Philadelphia area, check those out. And yeah, that is a wrap. See you guys later this week to break down week 6. Peace.